Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
A 24-hour ceasefire appears to be holding between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. This is the eighth truce since fighting began in mid-April. The United States and Saudi Arabia brokered this deal. It's meant to allow the safe delivery of humanitarian aid. But previous ceasefires have failed to stop much of the fighting. Four children have been found alive after they were stranded in the Colombian rainforest for 40 days. The siblings went missing when the plane they were flying in crashed on May the 1st. At least three people have been killed in a drone strike that hit an apartment block in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. The city's military command says it shot down eight Russian drones as well as two missiles. At least five people have been killed in an explosion in Turkey's Ankara province. The Turkish Ministry of Defense says there was a blast inside a rocket and explosives factory. Emergency crews have rescued people who were trapped there under the rubble.
At the MKE rocket and explosives factory in Elmadag, there was an explosion in the dynamite department as a result of a chemical experiment, according to technical staff. Unfortunately, five workers have died. Our condolences go out to their families. We've launched an investigation into the incident. There were five workers under the rubble, but we managed to rescue them.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a nighttime attack on a beachside hotel in the Somali capital. The attackers entered Mogadishu's Lido Beach Hotel accompanied by explosions and gunfire. People say at least nine people were killed and 21 wounded. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resigned as a Member of Parliament, saying he's been forced out. On Monday, the Privileges Committee is due to publish its findings into whether Johnson deliberately misled Parliament about social gatherings held during the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the most active volcanoes in the Philippines could be about to erupt. People living nearby have been told to leave their homes. Mount Mayon is in northeastern Albay province. It's been spewing gas, debris and rocks. Authorities say lava could flow from it at any time.